With CAP Radio News, I'm Steve Milne. The Sacramento Kings beat the Golden State Warriors at Golden One Center last night, and chants of light the beam started midway through the fourth quarter. A year after having their season ended by the Warriors, the Kings dealt the team a bit of payback with the victory that might have signaled the end of the Warriors' dynasty. The score was 118-94. That means the Kings stay alive in the play-in tournament. They'll now hit the road to take on the New Orleans Pelicans after that team lost to the Lakers last night, 110-106. The Lakers are now the seventh seed in the Western Conference playoffs. The Kings-Pelicans winner gets the eighth seed, with the season ending for whoever loses. A controversial bill that would have banned homeless encampments within 500 feet of schools, open spaces, and major transit stops across California was rejected at the state capitol yesterday. CAP Radio's Chris Nichols reports.
The bill would have required 72 hours' notice before authorities could clear camps and that officials provide information about homeless shelters in the area. But Democratic lawmakers on the Senate Public Safety Committee said the bill does nothing to help solve homelessness and instead makes things worse for unhoused residents. Here's Committee Chair Aisha Wahab.
We have to prioritize the social good of our entire community. And just because individuals that are unhoused make people uncomfortable does not mean that it should be criminalized. And this bill does that.
Republican State Senator Kelly Sayarto of Murrieta supported the bill and expressed frustration over the lack of solutions offered by opponents.
We had a slew of people that came forward to tell us about what we shouldn't be doing. Well, what the hell should we be doing? Because right now, we're not doing anything.
Last year, California's homeless population rose to more than 180,000 people, which is nearly 30% of the nation's total. Chris Nichols, CAP Radio News.
State officials have decided to take over monitoring groundwater use in part of the fertile San Joaquin Valley under a landmark law. The State Water Resources Control Board voted unanimously yesterday to place the Tulare Lake Basin on so-called probationary status. That's after local water agencies failed to come up with a plan to curb growers' excessive pumping of groundwater. Overpumping, they say, has sent groundwater levels plummeting, causing the land to sink, damaging levees and canals. Growers will have to pay fees based on the amount of groundwater they use. Those fees were the subject of widespread criticism from Kings County growers like Doug Frades.
I believe that thousands of family farms and people dependent on groundwater will be displaced and homeless if we don't take action on these excessive costs. It's dire.
Frades grows almonds on property in areas governed by three different groundwater agencies and says each has been talking about what to do next. Frades says he knew about the state's groundwater law, but like most small farmers, he was so busy trying to make ends meet, he couldn't foresee the impact. More news at capradio.org.
Support for CAP Radio's regional news comes from Western Health Advantage, a community-based provider working to meet listeners' unique healthcare needs with a variety of plans this open enrollment season. Information at westernhealth.com.